Welcome to the Monday, April 23rd, 2012 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a little notice about a patch for WordPress. Now, typically we don't really cover all these different PHP applications, but because WordPress is so popular, not just among bloggers, but also among attackers that go after these sites, this is certainly noteworthy. There's some privilege escalation flaws, some cross-site scripting flaws. Which patches you exactly need to install depends on the libraries and such that you have enabled. And then one issue that keeps coming up is mobile malware, in particular various malware threats for Android. There's now an interesting presentation by Dan Guido from Trail of Bits, who looked at it a little bit closer and came to the conclusion that the real difference between Android and iOS is not that iOS is more secure. Actually, architecturally, iOS has some significant weaknesses there, but that the Apple App Store is actually working with its filtering process to achieve a safer environment. Now, there is a lot of discussion and what-ifs with the Apple App Store, whether or not it will be able to keep up to sufficiently review applications as they're submitted. There have been some proof of concept, chinks in the armor of that review process, but overall, the review process has held up quite amazingly, and given the parity in market share between iOS and Android at this point in time, it's certainly a testament to the success of this approach that there's hardly any actual iOS malware out there. But well, while Apple seems to be doing okay when it comes to iOS, OS X certainly had malware this year. And there's now some new controversy about the latest flashback numbers. Kaspersky announced that the number of infected systems is down to 30,000 from the original 500 to 600,000. However, Dr. Webb did dispute these figures and says there's still about 500,000 to 600,000 systems around there that are infected with various variants of flashback. Apparently, some of the hosts still connected to one of the original command control servers, who then gave them a command to hibernate. So those systems will not move to one of the new hijacked command control servers, and eventually, I guess they will wake up. It'll be interesting to see how all of this will affect Apple users' attitude towards patching. In the past, I noticed a lot that Apple users don't necessarily are as diligent about patching as Windows users, in part because, well, up to now, you were able to get away with an unpatched OS X system. And an older anonymizing service that I almost forgot about, Mixmaster, is in the news again after it was abused to send a bomb threat to the University of Pittsburgh. In this case, the FBI then obtained a warrant to confiscate the server to look for evidence. Now, Mixmaster, I guess, is sort of a precursor of Tor. It only works for email. On this particular server, about a dozen different email lists were maintained, and of course, these servers focus on anonymous exchange of ideas, so these servers, as a matter of policy, do not keep logs. It'll be interesting to see if the FBI is still able to reconstruct who sent that email or where it came from. The server apparently hosted 50 to 80 different mailing lists, and some of them dealt with cyber rights and other privacy issues, which is why the anonymous nature of these mailing lists is in particular important. This isn't the first time that we see something like this. For example, Tor servers have been confiscated a couple times in order to follow up on various criminal complaints. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.